AM 1450 KATE, Mitch Widmeyer here with you in studio. We're going to continue on with our fall prep sports preview. Glad to have our next guest joining us. He is Dan Stork, head football coach at NRHEG. Coach, we appreciate the time. We'll jump right in. I'm curious what your team is shaping into so far this summer, because you guys had a heck of a season a year ago. Do you have a lot of those pieces back, or is there more inexperience this year?
You know, Mitch, we're very fortunate. We got a lot of guys back. Last year, we were extremely young. We played a ton of sophomores and even a freshman on our offensive and defensive line. And we basically lost three starters on each side of the ball. And, tough guys to replace in Jack Schultz and Jad Agamson and Sam Priggy at quarterback. But we got a lot of guys back. And, you know, our junior class is a real strong class. We've got some key seniors that are going to be in some very important roles. And, you know, we always look to the younger grades too to see if there's anybody that's ready to play varsity ball. But we're pretty excited. We got, like I said, we had a decent year last year, a little better than we had thought we would going into it. You know, we finished regular season 6-2, and we thought, gosh, you know, we got a lot of guys coming back. Maybe this coming year, this season that's coming upon us here, is going to be a pretty fun year. We'll see. We open up with a very good Pipestone team. I know they're kind of in the same boat we are. They've got a very strong junior class, and they play a pretty tough schedule down there, so it's a long road trip for us, but we'll see. That'll be a very good measuring stick for us right out of the gate.
Who do you believe, you mentioned three of the key seniors you had a year ago that graduated, who do you believe, and I know it's mid-August, but who do you think will be relied upon on offense and defense week in and week out this year? Do you mind giving us a couple of those names?
No, not at all. That's the nice thing. Offensively, we've got quite a bit of speed. We don't have a lot of depth up front at our line, but we've got quite a bit of depth in our backfield and our wide receiving core. Perry Peterson, our leading rusher, is back. Perry will be a senior, and he's looking to have a huge year. He worked very, very hard this summer. Brady Agamson, wide receiver, is only going to be a junior. Sawyer Van Melden, another junior running back slash receiver. Cole Stallo, our leading receiver from last year, will be back as a senior. Cole was coming off an injury last year, and this year that he sustained over the summer. So last year coming into the season, he was a little slowed down by that. But I tell you what, he's worked hard this summer too, and looked really good in our 7-on-7 stuff that we did at MSU, and look for him to have a big year. Lucas Bailey, another running back, fullback, wide receiver, kind of hybrid guy. Jake Stork, my son, at the quarterback position, and maybe splitting him out once in a while, doing some different things. We've got a lot of weapons back there. Cole Thompson, another kid that can just flat out fly. We've got a bunch of speed back there and the perimeter, and we hope to use that this year.
NRHEG football coach Dan Stork, our guest today, kind enough to join us on AM 1450 KATE. This, of course, part of our fall prep sports preview. How do you try and build off the successes of last year, and what to you is the next step for the NRHEG football program?
Well, I think last year was a big year for us in that we changed our offense quite a bit. We really made some big changes to our formations and to what we were running. And, we kind of built on that as the year went. I think we kind of felt that, as the kids got comfortable with it, we added a little bit more here and there. This summer, we've added some more things. We feel like this team is pretty confident in what we were doing last year, and that we can continue to open up our playbook a little bit more, and that's going to make us even more of a threat offensively. And, and then defensively, too, we got a lot of guys back and a ton of speed over there. We can do some things with our coverages and stuff, or we can do some more one-on-one stuff that we don't. We got some pretty good coverage guys out there. We started two sophomores at corner last year, and we got another sophomore kid, Lenny Wilson, coming up that looks pretty solid in those positions. And we got a 6'6 kid in Jacob Schuler, another wide receiver slash defensive back that has really worked on his speed this summer and looking really sharp. So, we got some options here. I hate to toot our horn too much because, you never know. You got to get out there, you got to stay healthy. But, we look to have a good year. Should be fun.
You had put light to the record in the regular season that you guys posted last year, which was 6-2. You won a game in the postseason as well, so 7 total wins. Do the guys this year, do you sense that they feel any added pressure to one-up what was accomplished last year?
I don't know that it's pressure. I think it's more excitement. I think the guys are eager to get after it. You know, we've had some captain's practices going on. I know in the last couple of weeks, obviously I can't be a part of that, but my son is, and he comes back, gives me the report, and they're fired up. These guys are ready to play. They want to strap it up day one and go, you know, and obviously we can't do that, so we'll ease into it a little bit and try to keep them hungry for our next opponent.
You guys had a fair share of nail-biters last season, a lot of close games, a handful of them. Any idea how some of your opponents will stack up this year? Are you expecting more of the same?
Yeah, I think so. There are going to be dogfights. You know, there's not going to be any gimmies, that's for sure. I look for Maple River to be the team to beat again. Coming off a huge season last year, they went to the state semifinal game and lost to a very good Eden Valley Watkins team. I think, like I said, Pipestone Week 1 is going to be a stiff challenge for us. They're a really good football team, very well coached. You know, you can never count out Waterville East and Morristown with Coach Bakken up there. And Sibley East, I know, is a team with a new coaching staff coming in. However, they've got a lot of kids back, and that was a nail-biter game for us last year. Very big, physical team, and, we're not going to have any gimmies. It's going to be a dogfight the whole way.
You had mentioned captain practices and that, of course, your son partook in those, and he comes home, and he kind of might mention a thing here or there to you about how they have looked. What has stood out maybe from your son's vantage point that he's relayed to you in those captain practices?
You know, I think the biggest thing is probably our speed. We really focused on that a lot this summer, and our workout program that we did was improving upon our speed, and that seems to be showing up at those captain's practices from what I hear. And we even got some linemen out there running around. You know, they play a lot of 7-on-7 stuff, but the linemen have gotten a lot quicker and stronger, and we look for that to really help us turn the corner.
Dan Stork, NRHEG football coach, joining us here on KATE Radio. Our fall prep sports preview continuing on. What will you try to polish up? What will be a focal point leading up to that season opener? You mentioned the opponent Pipestone a couple of times.
Yeah, you know, I think we've got a couple new faces on the offensive line. Number one, we've got to get everybody clicking up there and gelling together and playing on the same page. Number two, quarterback position, you know, losing Sam Priggy, that's a tough shoes to fill there. Sam had a great year, and we're going to have to get things squared away there. To be honest with you, everybody else is back, so we hope to just continue to improve in all those positions, and hopefully we're ready to roll. We go to Triton for a scrimmage here in a couple weeks on that second Saturday, and always a very good measuring stick for us to see where we're at going into the regular season, and we'll know more then once we strap it up and start hitting somebody with another kind of jersey.
No doubt about it. You had said last year it was a young team, and you guys finished with 7 wins, counting one in the postseason. So I know a lot of coaches, especially in high school, usually there's a lot of turnover, and it can lead year in and year out, and it can lead to position battles going on in the summer as you try to figure in who to pencil in where. Are you at a spot with this team this year where you kind of know who a lot of the starters are, so you may not have a ton of position battles to try to solve or figure out?
Well, I'll tell you what, we like to preach that every position's wide open. You know, we want the kids battling for those and competing for those positions. However, with that said, we our numbers, like a lot of programs in the area, are not as healthy as we would like them to be. So that sort of limits you in some of those battles for those positions. But, like I said, especially in our skill positions, we've got some depth. And those kids are going to be pushing each other. And whoever earns that spot will be out on the field. At the same time, it gives us some opportunities to keep kids fresh, you know, especially your backs and your route runners that are putting on some miles during the game. You know, you can keep those guys fresh. That gives you an added dimension there that the other team doesn't necessarily have that luxury of doing.
We'll finish up with a couple of points. When you look top to bottom on your 2017 schedule, again, Dan Stork, NRHEG football coach, joining us here on KATE Radio. Do the guys have one game circled? Do you guys have those existing rivalry games that pop up year in and year out?
Definitely, yeah. You know, it's always been Waterville leaves Morristown, but after losing to Maple River in overtime the last 2 years, that's kind of the game that's been circled, squared, ovaled, highlighted the whole nine yards. So that's one we're all shooting for. It's hard because we as coaches, obviously we want to preach one game at a time. So, you know, we're not thinking about everything but Pipestone right now. And but I tell you what, in the back of my mind, too, I got that one circled as well.
We'll leave on this. What are the goals? Do you have any goals, expectations for the squad this year?
You know, I think our goal right now is we want to have a winning season. I mean, that's, you know, it sounds weird coming off a 7-win season, but we want to have a winning season. I want the kids to enjoy themselves, have a good time, and make some memories out there more than anything. You know, we want them to walk away from Panther football as seniors thinking, those are some of the best times of my life, and that's our goal for these kids every year.
Countdown is on for the season opener against Pipestone for NRHEG. He is the head coach, Dan Storr. Coach, we appreciate the time. Best of luck kicking things off this year.
Hey, thanks a lot, Mitch. Appreciate it.
Much more coming up here on KATE Radio.